Hi there. The word for you today is on unity without uniformity. Peter writes, 1 Peter 4 and 8, have fervent love for one another. In working for unity, keep these two things in mind. Number one, consider your motives. Only God knows the motives of a person's heart. Therefore, only God is qualified to judge them, not us, God. 1 Peter 2 and 11 says, no one can know a person's thoughts except that person's own spirit. The trouble is, we're externally oriented creatures. That is to say, we judge by outward appearance. But 1 Samuel 16:7 says, the Lord looks at the heart. It's not necessarily what people do that causes us to judge them. It's what we tell ourselves about what they're doing. We're quick to attribute negative motives. We think thoughts like, he meant to hurt me, or she's selfish, or they never consider others. The church in Rome was sabotaging its own unity over outward issues. So, Paul reminds them that even though their behavior was at odds, their motives were similar. Romans 14:6, he writes, he who eats meat eats to the Lord, for he gives thanks, and he who abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks. Unity doesn't depend on outward conformity, but on understanding hearts. Here's a second thing to keep in mind. Consider your impact on others. We say, it's nobody's business but mine, as long as it don't violate Scripture. Wrong. You can follow the letter of the word, but violate its spirit. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 10:23, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Yes, you can do it, but somebody else may end up being hurt. God has a higher law than that of, quote, my rights, and it's called the law of love. He cares, quote, when you use your freedom carelessly in a way that leads a Christian to be thrown off track. You say, is that in the Bible? Absolutely, 1 Corinthians 8 and 9. So what should you do? Philippians 2, verse 3 answers, do nothing from selfishness. Regard one another as more important than yourselves.